Genesis chapter 22. It happened after these things that God tested Abraham and said to him, Abraham, he said, here I am. So Abraham was always ready to go where God wanted him to go. Now James says that God doesn't tempt anyone, but everyone's tempted by their own desires inside us. But he does test us, like he tested Jesus in the wilderness. And so now God's going to test Abraham. God said, now take your son, your only son whom you love, even Isaac, and go into the land of Moriah. Offer him there for a burnt offering on one of the mountains which I will tell you of. Now, how can you offer your only beloved son? But of course, this is what God did in the end in offering Jesus. And when it says that Abraham was to offer him on one of the mountains in the land of Moriah, that's exactly where the temple is described as being built, on one of the mountains in Moriah. So, Abraham rose early in the morning and saddled his donkey and took two of his young men with him and Isaac, his son. He split the wood for the burnt offering and arose and went to the place of which God had told him. On the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place far off. Abraham said to his young men, stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will go over there, we will worship and come back to you. Now that is so significant that Abraham says, we will come back to you. So he knows he's going to go over there and sacrifice Isaac. And he says, and we will come back to you. So he must have believed that there would be a resurrection. He thought, well, this is the special seed which is going to become many and which is going to save the world and through whom I'm going to inherit the earth forever. If God promises something, it's going to come true. But he's telling me to kill this child. So he humbled himself. He didn't fight back against God. He didn't resist. He said yes, but he worked it out and thought, well, there must be a resurrection. This is what you see in the book of Job, where he also was a righteous man suffering undeservedly in that sense, and he works this out as well. That, okay, so in this life, the wicked are having a good time and the righteous are suffering, but God is a just and fair God. So what's going to happen? Well, there must therefore be a resurrection of the body so that justice is done. And so it is here. So Abraham said, I and the boy will go over there and we'll worship and come back to you. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it on Isaac his son. This is just like Jesus carrying the wood on which he was to be crucified to the place of crucifixion. And God put it on Jesus, just like Abraham put it on Isaac. And God, as it were, went with Jesus to the cross, just like Abraham went with Isaac. Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and put it on Isaac his son. He took in his hand the fire and the knife. They both went together. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father.
But you can't take fire.
Well, yeah, he could have just lit this kind of torch like they had. It probably would have lasted for a few hours. Isaac spoke to Abraham his father and said, my father, he said, here am I, my son. He said, here is the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, God will himself provide for the burnt offering, my son. So they both went together. Well, of course, that looks forward to how, of course, God would provide the lamb, ultimately, for the burnt offering in Jesus. As we read in the New Testament, behold the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. So they came to the place which God had told him of. Abraham built the altar there and had the wood in order, bound Isaac his son, and laid him on the altar on the wood. Now Isaac wasn't a little boy, and Abraham was an old man. He would have been old enough to fight back or to run away, but he willingly offered himself. And so that also shows a sort of what we would call a type, something pointing forward to Jesus, that he willingly offered himself. Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to kill his son, and the angel of the Lord called to him out of the sky and said, Abraham, Abraham. He said, here I am. He said, don't lay your hand on the boy, neither do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. Why it keeps saying your son, your only son, it shows that God really did appreciate the thing he was asking of Abraham. As he does. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked and saw that behind him was a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. Abraham called the name of that place, Yahweh will provide. As it is said to this day, on Yahweh's mountain it will be provided. And that all looks forward, of course, to the great provision of Jesus, ultimately by God. The angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from the sky and said, I have sworn by myself, says Yahweh, because you've done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son. Again, God realizing how much he was asking of Abraham, that I will bless you greatly, multiply seed greatly, like the stars of the sky, like the sand on the seashore. Your seed will possess the gate of his enemies, and in your seed will all the nations of the earth be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice. And so that shows then that in the end, blessing was to come upon all the earth through this seed, and in the New Testament, that seed is Jesus. And all of us, Paul says, who have been baptized into Jesus, have become part of Jesus. And so what's true of Jesus is true of us. And we also become the seed of Abraham to be a blessing for all nations.